Hi there. The word for today is, God says yes. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, Paul writes, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Now, you'll notice that in the Old Testament, God's promises came with conditions that had to be met. In other words, you had to do something. Here's an example, Isaiah 1 verse 19, God says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. To receive God's promise, there was a price to be paid, conditions to be met, and a performance of certain things on your part. But all that changed at the cross when Jesus said, it is finished. The Greek text could literally be translated, paid in full. Hence, Paul writes, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. So, are you a redeemed child of God? Are you, quote, in Christ? Then God says, yes, I'll meet your needs. I'll do for you what I have promised in my word. Just like a bank will tell you, you're pre-qualified for the credit card. As a believer, you are pre-qualified for the promises God has made you in his word. Under the Old Testament law, God said, if, but to those who are in Christ and living under grace, he says, yes. And what should our response be? Paul tells us, we say, Amen, which means, so be it. This is a life-changing truth. No matter where you are, what you're going through, what your situation is, here's God's promise. My God shall, Philippians 4:19, shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So not only is God able to meet all your needs, he actually looks for opportunities to do it. That's the word for you today.